Hey guys, Fran here, back with another podcast. I just want to, first of all, thank you guys for listening and subscribing to my podcast. I just reached 50,000 downloads on iTunes, so thank you. I am so glad that you guys like the podcast, and I will keep them coming. If you are ever looking to find me or you want to know what I'm up to or what's going on, make sure you visit www.angelswithfran.org. Everything that I am putting on live or otherwise is right there in that website for you guys to be able to hook up with me when you want to. All right. So this podcast is going to be about living your best life. And as I was thinking about things that I wanted to talk about today, I started thinking about how a lot of people email me or contact me about feeling stagnant in their lives, or they feel like they are not where they should be, or things aren't working like they feel they should be working. And living your best life is really your choice. So everything in life starts with a choice, as you guys know. Anything that you decide to do, you have to choose to do that. And that does include living your best life even. And a lot of times we are so involved and engulfed in everything around us that we forget to kind of take that step back and focus on ourselves. A lot of times we get caught up in what everybody else is doing and how everybody else is doing it, that we're not taking the time to really stop and reevaluate what we need to be doing for ourselves so that we can live our best and highest life. And the thing about it is that the universe is always asking and always willing to bring you the things that you desire. But if you are so busy focusing on everything else and everyone else, you're not taking time to nourish and to perfect your own vision. And when I say perfect your own vision for your life, what I mean is it doesn't have to be perfect, but you have to know what you desire in order to have what you desire. So this week I had a major manifestation, and it's something that I've been manifesting for a while, but I don't manifest it with expectations. I talk about it all the time. I kind of reenact it as if it is. I act as if it already is. And I was talking to this particular individual, you know, spiritually talking to them, and actually just taking the time in the space when it was time for me to do my visualization and manifestation work. And I was really acting as if this was already happening. And this week, I received a phone call from that person, and it was mind-blowing because the conversation was so dynamic and the conversation was so intentional. And we talked like best friends, and it was exactly the way that I wanted it to be. And the outcome was amazing. And that all came because I knew what I wanted to happen. I knew what my desire was, and I didn't ever think that it was not going to happen. I knew that it was going to happen. I just didn't know when. So when you are trying to or creating your best and highest life, you have to know what your desires are. And there are a few things that you have to do. You know, a lot of times people don't want to spend time with themselves. They want to spend time on social media. They want to spend time with their friends. They want to spend time doing what Kathy's doing or what Sarah's doing. They don't want to spend time with themselves and actually getting to know what is important to them, because they like the distraction of other people. Because sometimes when you really become laser focused on yourself, you have to deal with your crap. And we don't like to deal with our crap. But in order to live our best lives, we have to deal with our crap. And that's not always fun, but you have to move the crap out of the way. You've got to move that stuff out of the way. You've got to go through it so that you can get on the foundation of having the life you desire. Another thing that you have to do that's really, really important is you have to protect your energy. You have to protect your head space, your emotional space, and your heart space. You have to be careful who you're sharing your energy with and who you allow to come into your energetic field. Because when you are allowing people in your energetic field, you are sharing your essence with people. You are actually sharing your soul with another soul. And if you guys are not on the same alignment, right, or the same vibrational frequency, somebody is going to get less than they've given. And it is important. Now, I'm not saying that you're vibrating at 100, so everybody that you know has to be vibrating at 100. But what I am saying is that they should not be vibrating any lower than a 95. You should not be around people who are vibrating at a 75, 65, 55 when you're vibrating at 100 and you have gotten to a space where you are intentionally living and intentionally calling in things and intentionally creating your lives. And then you go pick up somebody at a 55, right? Because this is what's going to happen. That 55 is either going to come up to 100 or you're going to come down to that 55. If you don't protect your energetic field and you allow things to come in that are not suiting or aligned with you, someone is going to suffer, and usually it is you. You can protect your energy by helping people. If you are a healer, a Reiki master, a spiritual teacher, if it is your job as a spiritual practitioner to help uplift and help people get balance and come into alignment with who they truly are, that's different. But when you just have friends who are negative and who are negative in the energetic field, you need to reevaluate those friendships because you're going higher. And that person may not have a desire to go higher. Or even if that person goes higher, let's say they come up to 75%, you're at 125%. That is out of alignment. Now, that doesn't mean that that person can't be your friend, but it means that you need to understand the boundaries within that relationship. And there are energetic vampires. I don't like to say it. I don't even like the term, but it is so true. There are people who see it. They see your light. They see your goodness, and they want to tap into it. And you know why they want to tap into it? Because it makes them feel good. So protect your energy, protect your space, protect your heart space. Make sure that heart chakra is clear and clean and it is radiating good, pink, dynamic, powerful energy, because the love that it's sending out is the love that it's going to attract. And that's the kind of energy that you want in your life. The other thing that you need to know about living your best life is, what are your whys? Like, why do you do what you're doing? Are you walking in your purpose? Are you trying to find your purpose? Are you content? What are your whys? Why are you blank? So you need to ask these questions to yourself if you're not quite satisfied with where you are in your life presently. Why am I doing this? Why am I working this job? Why am I in this relationship? Why am I driving this car? Why am I living here? Why do I have the friends that I have? Why am I still blaming people for my mistakes? What are your whys? You have got to get in touch with your whys. You've got to know why you're where you are. And you even have to know why you want to be where you want to be. Why you desire to be where you desire to be. Why do you desire to live in another state? Why do you desire to have more money? Why do you desire to have whatever it is that you desire? You have to know your whys. Your whys are important. Your hows is going to happen is not important, but your whys are extremely, extremely important. Why? The other thing you have to know is, what is the reason that you desire the things that you want? Who is it going to benefit, and how is it going to benefit them? If it's going to benefit you, how is it going to benefit you? If you move from this state to another state, how is it going to benefit you? When you know these things, you're signaling the universe. You're telling God, I am ready for this, and this is why I'm ready for it. Whys are very important. Knowing your why is very, very important. And another thing about what your whys are and why your whys are very important, because you need to know, at what cost are you willing to pursue your why? At what cost are you willing to pursue your why? So for me, when I started my business, it was a very, very, very lonely time. I was alone a lot. I worked a lot. I was always studying. I was always in front of the computer. I was trying to figure out how to run my own business. I had been in corporate for years. I was running other people's businesses. I had no idea how to run my own business. And during that process, I lost a lot of friendships. I lost relationships. I even had family members say, oh, you've changed, and this is not what I want to do. I don't want to do this. And at that point, I had to reevaluate my why, because it was costing me things that I loved. But was my purpose more important than what people thought about me or how people felt about me? And at the end of the day, my purpose was more important. Since my purpose was more important, I continued, and that was my why. I knew that if I could get into alignment and really get my business off the ground, I could change the lives of thousands and thousands, even millions of people. But I had to be consistent, and I had to keep going, and I had to keep moving through the times when times were hard, and I was able to do that because I knew what my why was. You have to know what your why is. You also have to know what makes you happy and who makes you happy. When I ask my clients, what makes you happy? A lot of them can give me a list like my children, my spouse, I love fall, But I'm talking about what really makes your heart sing, what really, really makes you happy, what really makes your heart sing. When you think about life and you think about what is going on in your life, what really, really makes you happy? What is the thing that you would do if you could do nothing else in this world? If you could do nothing else. So I just want you to think about that for a minute. I want you to really think about what makes you happy and who makes you happy. You know, they say that the sum of the five people that you spend the most time with is a reflection of who you are. Are you spending time with people that make you happy? And if you don't have people in your life that make you happy, are you willing to spend time alone until you find that happiness? You should always make yourself happy. And you should know what really and truly makes your heart sing. And if you don't, what I would suggest you do is, for the next 7 days, take time to write down, what makes me happy? And then write five things. And then after the 7 days are up, you'll have 30 things, right? Then you need to narrow that list down to your top five things. The five things that when you read that list, you're just like, oh, that makes me so happy. Because those are the things that you need to be focusing on. Those are the people that you need to be hanging out with. And those are the things that you need to make sure you have in your life on a daily basis. Happiness is a choice. And when you choose happiness, you choose to win. So find out what makes you truly, truly happy. Are you engaging in the things or just wishing for things? Are you engaging in things that you want to have in your life, or are you just wishing for them? So let's just say you want to plan a vacation and you want to go to Hawaii. Are you actually looking at what it would take to go to Hawaii? You know, so it costs this much to go to Hawaii. If I stay in a bed and breakfast, it'll cost this much. If I stay in a hotel, it'll cost this much. If I do this, it'll cost this much. Are you looking at how you can do it? Are you engaging in the possibility? Or are you just sitting around going, gosh, I wish I could go to Hawaii. I wish. Yeah, it costs way too much. I'm not going to be able to go, but I wish I could. If going to Hawaii would make you happy and it's something that you long to do, then you owe it to yourself to start looking. Try to figure it out. And if you don't figure it out, you just put it out to the universe and say, I would love to go to Hawaii. This is where I'd like to stay. This is how many days I'd like to stay there. And I really, really would love for this to happen. This would make me so happy and feel the happiness that you would feel if you were in Hawaii. I guarantee you that the universe will bring you a way to make that happen. It will happen. But you have to engage in that. You can't just sit and expect that God's going to drop things from the sky for you. Doesn't happen like that. It may happen like that sometimes, but for the most part, God wants you to participate. He wants you to be active. You know, faith is action. You have to be in action. Pay attention. Listen to the signs that you're given. But know that once you begin to get active in it, the universe begins to align. My other thing about living your best life is this. Are you living with intentions or are you living by default? So what do I mean when I say that? Do you get up every day and intentionally create and manifest your day? Now, for me, what that looks like is I have a prayer journal and I get up and I read my prayers in the morning, but I also write in my journal what my intentions are for that day. And usually my intentions are something like, I intend to live my best life, to be in the dynamic flow of the universe, to be open to each and every miracle of the day, to be aware of those miracles, to be thankful and grateful. If I have something special going on, I will add that in. So my intention for this meeting today is for it to be dynamic and for us to be in alignment and that we both agree and it benefits us both. We are happy working together and this project works out easily and effortlessly. Do you understand what I'm saying? I create intentions for my day. I don't just live in default and allow things to happen to me. And I'm going to tell you that when I used to wake up and just go about my day, when I used to just wake up and just let things happen, my days were so chaotic and they were so full of chaos that I would be like, wait a minute, what is going on? This is not at all what I wanted, but I never stated how I intended my day to be. So the day was just happening to me. So my question to you is, are you intentionally creating your life or are you just living by default? Also, are you operating from a space of love? Or are you operating from a space of fear? You will never live your best life if you are operating from a place of fear. Fear-based movements attract more things to fear. So if you are afraid to go to the meeting, afraid to ask for a raise, afraid to ask somebody out on a date, afraid to launch that YouTube channel, afraid to launch that blog, afraid, you get it, right? I could go on and on and on, but you get it. But if you're operating from a space of love and you see everything in love and you choose love over everything else, it works out. I'm going to tell you a little story. One day I was having a day, you know, I'm human. I have a day. And I was having a day and I was really kind of grumpy. Like I was just like, Yeah, everything. This is just, I don't have time for this. You know, I can't be bothered. Blah, 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 blah. And I was just really grumpy. And I stepped back for a second from what I was doing. And I thought about how I was behaving. Like, I wasn't behaving as a being of love. I was behaving as, you know, I was grumpy. And I was just like, ugh. And everything was getting on my nerve, right? So I had to check myself, which occasionally I have to check myself. And I checked myself, like, is this how I really should be behaving? Or should I be seeing this situation from a place of love and that situation from a place of love? And even though this person and I are not agreeing at this point, I still should be seeing them from a place of love and not a place of, well, you're not doing what I want you to do, so you're making me mad. Right? Like, I had to see that I still love you, even if you don't do what I want you to do. And it's okay for us to disagree and disagree in love and just see it all in love. And people will say to me all the time, how can you see everything in love? Because love is a space within you. When you come from your heart space, you're coming from a place of love. So everything that basically you should be doing when you want to live your best life needs to come from your heart space. It needs to come from that center of, this is all good. And even if it's not all good, it's still all good because it's love and light and it's wonderful. And you have to see everything in love. And I'm telling you that when you choose to see everything in love, it works out, even if it doesn't work out the way you think it should. So those are my tips and kind of my way of seeing living your best life. We all want to live our best lives, like Oprah says. We all want to be in that space of receiving the things that we desire and being able to help others receive the things that they desire. And we want to be able to contribute to the world because that's what makes the world a better place, is when we all have something to contribute. The key to that is knowing that we all have something to give. The key to that is knowing that we all have something to give to the world and we want to do it from a place of living our best life. All right, guys, I will talk to you later. Remember, you can always drop me a line at www.angelswithfran. I look forward to hearing from you. Talk to you later. Bye for now.
So over the years, since I have really started working on my spiritual journey and working in my spiritual purpose, my diet has been changed numerous times. About 15 years ago, I gave up beef and pork and haven't had any since. I have now given up chicken, so I go back and forth between a little bit of turkey every now and then, which is being pulled away too. And I do fish and I do vegetables and fruit. For the majority of the time, I do vegetables and fruit. Not any processed foods, and no sugar, no flour, no wheat, nothing that would be considered toxins. I do a lot of nuts, I do a lot of berries, and I do a lot of fruits. And every now and then, I am allowed to treat myself to a piece of chocolate, but not often. So when I say that I am cleansing and juicing, I juice all the time. That is not something that I stop and start. I constantly juice, and sometimes that is all I do, depending on the instruction that I have been given. And the physical benefits of that is, yes, of course, I have lost some weight, but I've also gained greater clarity, greater insight. I have more energy. I am more connected. And when I am transforming and evolving, it makes the process a lot smoother, and it makes the process a lot clearer, because my body is not flooded with all of that toxin. So when I say that, you know, my diet has changed, or yes, I'm juicing, it is because I've been told that you've got to get it a little cleaner. And so it's really, really interesting, because I do feel like a lot of times Spirit is guiding us on what's good for us and what's not. Not a lot of times, all the time. You know, a lot of us call it our gut. We say, I knew that, I should have did that. Really, it's Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. It's your angels. It's whatever, your intuition, you want to call it. It's your connection to your higher power, your sixth sense. You are always, always, always being guided. You are always being guided. And it is important that you listen and that you pay attention to what you are being told, because that is the best way to live your life. That is the best way to live your life, is to be spiritually guided and to have access to that connection that you already have, but to tap into that connection. So I think that I've touched on everything you guys have asked me on the spiritual realm. Someone asked me a question about my children, and how do my children deal with having a mother who has this gift? Well, that's really a good question. I like that question. And if you ask my children that question, they'd be like, oh God. But really, the same way I dealt with my mother, it's just normal. It becomes your life. It becomes second nature. My kids have never not known me in this sense. So, you know, I've had people tell my kids, God, it must be pretty cool to have a mother like that and to grow up with that, you know, someone that is encouraging you to be open and to connect to God in such a way. And really, that is what I think is the best thing about having a mother like me, is it's someone saying, you know who God is, but know who God is for yourself. Don't let me tell you. Don't let, you know, a religion tell you, or you go to God, talk to God, build that relationship with God for yourself. And my children are, they vary in age. So, you know, I have the relationship with them that they know who I am. They know what I do. I have never hidden it from my children. So it's just like second nature in our household. And it has been ever since I can remember, even with my mother and grandmother. So I'm going to say that it's probably pretty cool to have a mother like me. But I'm sure that if you talk to them, they probably tell you something different. But anyway, so that is my podcast on all things spiritual. I know that you guys have more questions. I just took the ones that seem to keep coming repeatedly. Again, next year, I'm going to try to do better in getting to the questions quicker. Also, you can check me out at www.angelswithfran.org. In 2017, I will be doing a tour where I'll be coming and doing messages in different states and doing workshops in different states. So make sure that you're on my mailing list so that you don't miss that. And again, you can just Google Angels with Fran and everything about, you know, Facebook, Instagram, all of that will pop up and you can find me there. All right, guys, I hope you have a fabulously wonderful holiday and new year. Remember, we are in a 9 year, so this is a year of endings. We're going into a 1 year, which is a year of new beginnings. Get your pencil to the paper, make your intentions, make them clear, make them plain, write them out, and don't put God in a box. And don't play small. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Have a fabulous day. Bye for now.